The number of children in Wisconsin needing foster care has surged over the past 2 years. Today, there are about 6,000 Wisconsin kids in foster care, and the state removes up to 400 additional children from their homes every month. WUWM's Bonnie Petrie tells us that this increase has led to a shortage of foster homes. So the Coalition for Children, Youth, and Families is trying to recruit more than 1,000 new foster families. She spoke with a Milwaukee mom who hopes to adopt her 4 foster children.
Jessica Benzikane is a foster mom. She was also a foster kid and says an experience she had when she was 5 while in an emergency foster placement with her younger brother changed her life forever.
We went to sleep that first night and there was a train whistle and it kind of woke me up. It was really close. And then I was like, I'm hungry, you're hungry. Like, let's go into the kitchen, find something to eat. And we went out there. There were two pieces of chocolate cake, 2 glasses of milk. Now I, the older, wiser 5-year-old, knew it was a trap. So we just sat and stared at that cake for as long as we possibly could before I was like, eat it now. Then my brother's already like, it's too late. You know, he's stuffing his face. We ate that cake, went back to bed, which I'm sure literally covered in chocolate, like drank the milk, went back to bed, and just waited for her to come. We knew we were gonna be in trouble. We took the cake. Nothing. The next morning, we got up. The kitchen was clean. She never said a word about the cake.
The woman never said anything, of course, because the cake was for them, as were the pieces she left out every night for the entirety of their brief stay. Now, this may not sound like a life-altering event,
but that was the very first time that I ever got a glimpse that people can do nice things for you with no strings attached. And up until that point, even at 5, I knew every kind action came with a string. And sometimes those strings were really awful.
The woman who's come to be known as the chocolate cake lady in Jessica's life gave Jessica a glimpse into what unconditional love might feel like. And when Jessica became an adult, she wanted to give that feeling of getting cake with no strings, to other children. So Jessica and her husband, Mark, are the foster parents of 4 children, in addition to their 2 biological children in their Central City home near 33rd and State. But the question here is, why is the number of children in need of foster care increasing in Wisconsin so quickly? Oriana Carey is the executive director of the Coalition of Children, Youth, and Families.
One reason that is standing out right now is that we're seeing a rise in the number of people struggling with substance abuse. And naturally, if law enforcement and healthcare are impacted by substance abuse and the rise in those, so would the child welfare system, because what we would expect is that folks who are having a hard time taking care of themselves are having a very difficult time taking care of their children or any of their other affairs.
Carrie says, yes, there are challenges associated with taking a foster child into your home, but she says there's a lot of training, there's a lot of support, there is access to therapy services that'll help you. And Carrie stresses, if new parents don't come into the system, the options for the kids aren't great.
We might have to place children further out of the community, across the state, worst case scenario, outside of the state, you know, so you're talking about not being able to keep kids within their community, keep them together.
Keeping siblings together is a priority for Jessica, and she and her husband take in sibling groups and teens. They're often the hardest to place. And the couple also hopes to adopt them all. Why do they do this?
I do it because no kid should feel unwanted. They just shouldn't. There's so much to deal with just being a kid. And yes, they may have baggage, but it's mostly not their own. It's someone else's, and they're forced to carry it around and to think that they're unwanted, that there's no place for them in this world, that they have no future, that they're not going to be something. No, I refuse to let that be a reality.
Carrie says she knows full-time fostering isn't for everyone, but the Coalition of Children, Youth, and Families says it also needs emergency foster caregivers like the chocolate cake lady for short periods of time, or adults who will provide respite care by offering to take in kids for a few days so their foster parents can, you know, get a little break. Also needed, people willing to take in infants and babies. Bonnie Petrie, 89.7 WUWM.